something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. All right? Now, that doesn't mean all of them gave birth at the same time. But in fact, the word children is not even in the original, frankly. Okay, which means that they were able to bear because, look at the next verse. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Everybody, including the goats and the dogs, they were all made barren because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. God closed up all their wombs, man and beast. Okay, now, look at that verse 17 again. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. Now, remember, the book was not written in chapters and verses. Look at the next verse. Go to the next verse. After he prayed for them, it says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. That's remarkable. When he prayed for Abimelech, so that Abimelech's house, Abimelech's wife and his whole house would be able to bear children, it happened for him too. His wife was suddenly also able to receive the same miracle. Did you see that? That's wonderful. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Glory be to God. Okay, let me show you another example. You go straight to the book of Job, chapter 42. We have the same situation, a similar situation, where God tells Job's friends, they were all good men, all right? And you remember the story of Job. He had several things happen to him. He lost all his wealth. Everything was gone, including his children. In fact, his wife told him to curse God and die. He'd lost everything. And his friends came to see him. And they were speculating about what might have led to his sudden downfall. They speculated on several things and preached a lot of messages to him to repent of some sin that he might have committed, which they weren't sure about. They said to him, you definitely did something wrong. That's why this is happening to you. And finally, after everything, God said to Job's friends, you didn't say the right thing. You were wrong. And God said to them, now you go to Job and ask him to pray for you, because I'll listen to him. I'm not going to listen to you. So they went to Job. Now, Job could have said, you've said enough. Please, I don't see any of you. He had an option. God asked them to go to him and ask him to pray for them. He could have refused. It could have been better. I'm not going to pray for you. I'm angry at all of you. But no. Here's what the Bible tells us. Go to verse 10. And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. So when he prayed for his friends, everything turned for his good because he prayed for his friends. Look at it. The Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. He was already, listen, this man was already the richest. The Bible tells us, you read the beginning of this book, the Bible tells us he was the richest in all the East. He was the richest before he lost everything. Then God restored to him everything and made him twice as rich as he was before. Hallelujah. He was back to number one spot. Isn't that right? Beautiful, beautiful. But what I want you to observe is that God restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. Not before he prayed for them. When he prayed for his friends. There's a benefit in praying for others. Are you listening to me now? There's a benefit in praying for others when you take your attention away from yourself. I always remember that gentleman. You know, we've seen lots and lots of miracles, but there are some significant things that get our attention. So we're over one of those venues many years ago, ministering in a program we titled Day of Bliss. And there was a guy who was so, so sick, very sick. They actually helped him to get in there. And he was sitting, waiting, hoping for a miracle. But then he saw another guy that was in a terrible condition. And he said this later. He said, when I saw him, I stopped praying for myself. He said, I began to pray for him. See, he took his attention away from himself and began to pray for that other guy who was in a terrible condition. He forgot about himself. And then, to his amazement, and of course, great pleasure, the guy he was praying for, as we began to pray and release the power of God upon the congregation, that guy suddenly got healed and got up and started walking towards a platform. He was rejoicing in his seat, and the power of God went through his body and he got up, even though he had stopped praying for himself and was praying for someone else. See, God will make happen to you and for you what you make happen for others. Remember it. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This month of April is the month of intercession. You're going to pray for others. So organize yourself, organize your schedule, organize yourselves, organize your groups, organize your church for intercession this month. plan for it, prepare for it, and be a part of it, and intercede. 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 And what you make happen for others will happen for you. Take your attention away from yourself. Give attention to the needs of others this month. This month. Glory be to God. This month. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.